Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the second edition of the Accursed Race, brought to you by our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS. It's day six in the Accursed Mountains, and if everything goes to plan for Justina LaVeca, cap number two, later this evening he will roll back into Škoda to win this second edition of the race. Behind him, riders at the very back of the pack have until midnight to reach control point one before the cutoff time for general classification. Race reporter Tom Probert.
We are still at control point one in Bedane at the hotel, and we've just returned to the hotel this morning, and what a contrast from last night. It's now really peaceful. There's barely anyone outside the hotel. The sun is shining, all the storms have cleared out, and it's a beautiful clear blue sky, which I'm sure the riders are going to be very thankful for as they come over Biogradska Gora this morning on their way into the control point. And our next rider in is number 23, that's Joop. And then after Joop comes through, Joss is going to be following him shortly behind. And then we have Francois and James spaced out maybe about an hour between them after that. And I can just see Joop coming over the bridge now, which again is another one of these beautiful, clear, raging rivers, which again has been augmented by all the rainfall last night. Really, really severe rainstorm we had here. And here comes Joop here now. Just tell me quickly about where you slept last night, Joop.
I slept in the shower.
Where did you find the shower?
So just before the national park. Yeah, just in the national park, you have like a camping site. Mm. And there was the showers and some toilets. So I put on like the showers first. Then go to bivvy there. It was a little bit warmer than outside. But I thought, better not ride till the night over this mountain.
So you managed to get a shower, find some shelter to sleep in, and I guess was there somewhere to like charge your stuff as well?
Yeah, so everything's charged.
Almost the perfect spot to find.
No, it's perfect as if there wasn't heat as well.
At the front of the race, the team in Control Car 2 managed to catch up with and chat to Justinus one last time before he sets off on the final stretch towards Škoda. He's been cycling without a working phone now for a few days.
So you still have no idea how far behind any of your chases are?
I'm riding blind, like I'm enjoying this a bit. Like, that's, yeah, I look back once in a while just to see if Chris's lights appear or no on the climbs. But you know, what I'm missing the most maybe is possibility to take pictures and videos. That mountain highway I did that night, so I just saw that, in the daylight it should be amazing with the views, with like town lights and stuff in the valley. It was beautiful, but I had a starry night, lots of stars, so that kept me company. But so in the morning after I slept a couple of hours, and then it started to break through the dawn. Wow, those views there, so the clouds filled the valley, and then the sun started to hit those clouds. It's just like, well, I sat down and ate my breakfast there, like it was a sit-down meal, because I had to just adore everything. That was one of the moments. And yeah, it's just like one after the other. Like, you really guys packed the ending with beauty.
Over at Control Point 1 in Birana, the last few riders are arriving to finally get their brevet cards stamped for the first time in the race. It's been a long slog in challenging weather conditions, but they are here and with plenty of time to spare. Francois Broyer, Cap 18.
Feel good to get to CP1?
Yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. And I don't feel like I'm in the right time. There is a lot to do, and it's a bit tight.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you've got here with plenty of time to spare. And now you're feeling a lot stronger than you were. So but
actually, I slept, even sleeping outside, I slept a lot. So I think for the moment, I slept every night, maybe 6 hours minimum.
Yeah.
So even if it was outside, that's way better than sleeping 2 or 3 hours. So I can do it a bit more faster for the next one.
Right. Yeah. It seems like you're like raring to go and you want to get out there, get back on the track.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some food and be back at work.
So I'm here with Paul, who's been volunteering at Control Point One for the past few days. We've only got 5 riders left to come through now. Are you going to miss doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great seeing people come in, but it's great to see the enthusiasm and how people are enjoying the scenery, enjoying testing themselves. So, it'll be a shame when everybody's through. We'll have to get on and do some cycling ourselves.
The next rider into CP1 is Joss Ridley, CAP25.
Yeah, last time I saw you, you were kind of like hanging on a bit and you were sort of just trying to manage yourself and just trying to get round. Are you still in that kind of mode?
Yeah, I'm still in that mode. I'm still trying not to sleep out. It's too cold, really. I don't think it's... As you see the people in front of us, I've sort of caught them up because they slept out and I think they've struggled up subsequently. I think I can maintain a higher sort of riding speed, but with more rest, which my coach would hate, but at least I'm still in the game, and that's the main thing, and there's still time, and hopefully get back to Škoda in time for the bus, otherwise I don't know what happens.
James van der Hoorn, CAP22, is no stranger to adventure and has taken on numerous sporting challenges. So how does the Accursed race stack up?
Yeah, I'd say this is the hardest thing I've ever done. I've done quite a few ultra marathons, including Marathon de Saab, the Manaslu Trail Race, which is an ultra through the Himalayas. I've broken a couple of world records. I've climbed 2 mountains which have never been summited before. And this is without a doubt the hardest thing out of everything that I've achieved in my life so far to date. And if I can get around the whole track, I think this is going to be my pinnacle of achievement so far. With running, you only need to focus on the blisters of your feet and what the weather's going to be for the rest of the day, basically, and just keep going and hydration, have a bit of salt, that's fine. But for this, you've got bike maintenance, you've got weather, you've just got mud and snow. And it's just a discipline I'm not as used to, maybe, than running, but I feel there's so much more that you have to pay attention to.
I've heard you've lost a couple of items along the way.
Every day I seem to drop something, whether it's my neck warming buff, my electrolyte little tablets, a little seating mat thingy. Yeah, I think I've dropped 5 items so far.
Sunglasses
I've dropped, yeah, that's right. Some Oakleys.
You managed to replace the sunglasses?
Replaced the sunglasses with a 4 euro pair from a little lady on the street, which say Spy Kids on the side, but I managed to bend them out so they fit my face nicely. I think they're protecting me from some kind of glare, but they're useful for the bugs more than anything on the downhills.
Marku Lepala, CAP26, also makes his way successfully to Control Point 1.
I just need to record this, Marku, because you're just describing how you've been picking up some of the items that other riders have dropped along the way. So what have you found?
Yeah, so first thing I found, like, on the side of the road, I found 1 Oakley glasses, but I took a look at them and I'm like, okay, well, the branding is somewhat different, so I thought it was some kind of knockoff from some local.
Yeah.
But if I would knew that those were some authentic ones, I would have picked it up, because then it's most lucky for the riders. But then I met this person, what was the name of
him? James.
James. And it was like 16K later, and he was like, yeah, I saw some sunglasses there, and then he was like looking everywhere, like, oh no, I have dropped my...
So you didn't pick them up?
No, I took them and put it on the side of the road so nobody drives on top of those. Then I saw him later that day, and he said that he lost his buff.
Yes, he's telling us all the things he has lost.
Then on the side of the road, I found this Volkswagen badge. When I was riding along him, I saw that he had one of those next to his kind of front. So I knew that, okay, this is from his.
This is
Then yes, that was today morning. I saw that one. I also noticed that now this one is from the same rider. So
they're all from James.
Yeah.
So
I didn't see the I didn't see the buff, but
we'll have to give him a time penalty.
Yes. Yeah, but he's getting light now. Light up.
He's just jettisoning all of this stuff. Yeah.
After scratching at last year's race by reaching control point one, Andrew Hatton, cap number four, has officially cycled further than he was able to last year.
One little thing that was lovely today is I went to the Motel Tara and the woman recognised me and
really
she just kind of, you know, said Puerto Rico, which was obviously where I ended up going,
yeah,
from her friend, the cab driver, with my bike thrown in the back.
Wow.
So that was really nice. It was really nice.
For context, that is where you had to scratch last year, wasn't it? On the accursed race.
Yeah, that's right.
A really recognisable kind of motel.
Yes, it's very recognisable, yeah.
And we happened to be there as a media team.
That's
right. Just at the point when you had to scratch.
Yeah.
And then so the owner of that place, it sounds like she helped you out, like getting back to the...
She was lovely last year. She knew a local cab driver who we arranged a fee to take me back to Škoda.
Yeah.
It was an interesting experience because in the end he didn't have the paperwork to take me to Škoda, so took me to the border.
Yeah.
And then managed to find another cab who he didn't know. I didn't understand anything that they were saying. I just had to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And then my bike got transferred into this other cab, and he's kind of, I understood from what he was saying that I wouldn't have to pay any more to this other cab driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other cab driver, actually, no.
No, okay.
It all worked out absolutely fine. So it was all as described, other than the surprise of changing cabs. And so
how did it feel to revisit that motel?
Actually really poignant and nice, actually, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And then, of course, to go beyond that was very much an important thing for me to...
For many riders, part of the beauty of ultra racing is the long, lonely days in the saddle. It's a chance to be at one with nature, to reflect on your life and where you are heading, both physically and metaphorically. The solitude is welcome. Unless, of course, you manage to pick up a new friend along the way. Torsten Bronner, Cap 35.
It was a tough day with lots of wind on the last climb, but the views are amazing today. Yeah, the morning I had the first big climb, and I had a dog with me, and they make the whole passage, and then I always thinking what should I do with the dog before the next climb, because it's too long. And then I was in a restaurant, and then I give the dog some food, and I have to leave it. Yeah, it was hard for me.
How did it feel to have to leave the dog behind?
Yeah, this was a hard moment in the race, but I'm here for cycling, not for the dogs.
I know.
Yeah.
How long had the dog been with you?
120 kilometers yesterday and today the same. And the dog always follow me.
And it stayed with you overnight?
Yeah, and now in the morning I catch it again.
Yeah. How was the dog on the climbs? Strong?
Stronger than me. And the dog waiting, and then in the downhill I wait for the dog, but you always have to lots of sun cream, you have to eat or plan, and it was a good team.
having the dog put you in a good mood, give you some motivation?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Did you take some good photos with
the
dog?
Yeah. And some videos, and
amazing.
Yeah.
Finally, at 8:56 p.m., our final rider to arrive at CP1 is Michael Fedora, Cap 29.
So you've made it with more than 3 hours to spare. Did you think it was going to be that tight when you started the race?
I had no idea how it would go. I wasn't even sure whether I would make it in time. So
yeah,
not heavy that it's just 3 hours, but it's good to be in time. And
yeah, exactly.
have an hour more sleep would really help, I guess.
The main thing is that you've made it here before the cut.
That's right. And the route is really beautiful and awesome. Yeah. Amazing views, and it was fantastic.
All those riders still out on the course have reached control point one to remain on target for a general classification finish. But there is one rider in a league of their own who is about to roll into Škoda to win the race. Justina Slaveka, cap number two.
So we just stood waiting for Justinas to come in. We've seen that he's only a few kilometres away on the road. It's a pretty ominous looking night. We've got lightning flashing on the horizon, the odd rumble of thunder and a few big spots of rain. But it looks like Justinas is just going to miss it and ride in ahead of the storm. Congrats, man. How are you feeling?
A bit cold, a bit sticky, a bit everything. What, my man? You forgot to tell me that you're gonna try to kill me. What the fuck? That hiker bike? Jesus Christ, that was another adventure and a half.
Did you like the waterfalls?
I loved it. But, man... You could have warned that I could have kissed my mom goodbye.
So, Justinas, now you're finally here. Do you want to try taking a guess at how far behind you the next rider is?
I saw lights. He must be close.
You saw lights on the hillside.
I saw many lights. I don't know if that was Chrissy boy or not. But Chris must be close. I'll wait for him with a beer.
You're not going to go to bed until Chris arrives?
I mean, no. Now that you say it this way, so I probably will. But
we think you've probably got about 8 hours.
8 hours? Chrissy boy, what happened? Did you oversleep? What?
He actually did.
He did?
Congratulations to Justinas, who has ridden a formidable race, despite facing numerous challenges along the way. Join us in our next episode, when we hope to welcome at least one more rider into Škoda, as well as many more into Control Point 2 in Peshkopi. There are plenty more stories to be told in the Accursed Mountains. You can read daily race reports from the trails on our website and get updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS.